Good afternoon, everyone. John Curta here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. Saginaw police arrested three suspects following a reported shooting in the city's Vestry area early November 23rd. Officers responded around 1:50 a.m. after receiving reports of multiple gunshots targeting a vehicle. According to police, responding officers recovered several shell casings at the scene and later identified three individuals believed to have fired the shots. The investigation, led by officers DeLong and Maurer, involved witness interviews and review of surveillance footage that helped trace the suspects to a nearby apartment. With consent from the apartment's occupant, officers searched the resident and found three people matching the description seen in the footage, along with three firearms located nearby. One of the individuals taken into custody was already wanted in connection with several previous shooting and weapons-related cases. Police credited thorough investigation work by the responding officers and night shift team for the arrests and recovery of the weapons. And Michigan's minimum wage will rise to $13.73 an hour on January 1st, 2026, under the state's improved Workforce Opportunity Wage Act, up from the current rate of $12.48. The teen wage for 16 and 17-year-olds is set at 85% of the full rate, will move to $10.60, or from $10.60 to $11.67 per hour. The tipped minimum wage will increase to $5.49 an hour, equal to 40 cents of full minimum wage, as long as workers can earn at least $8.24 in tips, while the $4.25 training wage for employees under 20 during their first 90 days on the job will stay the same. And enhanced video and audio from a 2023 Vassar police shooting are bringing new scrutiny to a case as a federal lawsuit moves forward against Officer Michael Deacon and the city. The incident occurred in August 2023 when Cody Smith crashed his vehicle after drinking and was later shot in the head by Deacon, who said Smith was armed and failed to follow commands. Smith survived with permanent injuries, and the recently enhanced footage captures him telling Deacon he was bringing out a handgun, though confusion remains about where the weapon was when shots were fired. Smith's mother, represented by attorney Ben Johnson, is suing for excessive force, gross negligence, and municipal liability. The lawsuit also highlights Deacon's record of prior shootings while serving in Marine City, all previously ruled justified. Deacon, who later joined the Vassar Police Department, has declined comment through his attorney. The civil trial is set for November. When we come back after this Tri-County sponsor message, we'll get to our national, international news and our obituaries.
Area Landscapers and Commercial Mowing Service Companies. Are you in need of repairs for your John Deere turf equipment? Don't wait until next spring when it's too late and you realize your mower isn't up to speed and wishing you had taken care of it sooner. Now is the perfect time to take your John Deere to Tri-County Equipment for an off-season inspection, service, and repairs. Get the work done between now and May 2026 with your John Deere financial account, and you may qualify for no interest and no payments until November 15th, 2026. That's right. Get the repairs done now and the bill later. Take advantage of this opportunity to get your turf equipment running smoothly and ready for next spring with your John Deere financial account. Keep your business running strong with Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Looking at our national news, the White House Communications Office has set the in-town press rotation for the week of December 8th to 14th, assigning major television, print, radio, and digital outlets such as ABC, NBC, Reuters, AP, Newsmax, and various regional reporters to pool coverage slots as part of efforts to manage access to President Trump's public events. And in our international news, Russia has carried out a fresh large-scale barrage of missiles and drones against targets in Ukraine, even as diplomatic contacts continue, with Kyiv reporting damage to energy and infrastructure facilities and its partners warning that attacks on civilian-reliant systems complicate prospects for any lasting ceasefire. And we have one obituary to report for this hour. Laura Jean Wessels, age 58, of Bay City, formerly of Bad Axe, passed away on Saturday, December 6, 2025. Laura was born on October 24, 1967, in Livonia. Laura is survived by her partner and caregiver, Matt Sanborn, her mother, Donna Wessels, her brother, Eric Wessels, and nieces and nephew. She was preceded in death by her father, Eric Wessels. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Memorials may be offered to the Thumb Animal Shelter or the discretion of the family in care of Donna Wessels. If you wish to offer your condolences to the Wessels family, please go to KaufmanFuneralHome.com. For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather information, and school closings, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.